Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Today I want to talk to you about an idea. By the way, excuse my finger. You'll be able to tell when I recorded these based on my finger. I cut it this morning while cutting an avocado, and my first thought was not to be angry at myself or oh my gosh, but my first thought was you weren't being present. You need to be present. So, one of the things that gets in the way of our being present is anger. Many of us, myself included, and I'm going to go into more detail about this later, have sort of a boiling low level of anger. And I think that one of the things we need to do is to, number one, become aware of it, because most people are not even aware of the anger and the resentment that they carry. And most social media is designed to drive your anger, because when you're enraged, you engage. And the purpose of social media is to engage you. So it seeks to make you angry. I notice how many people post things that they're pissed off about. And the idea is to also get you the same way. So here's what I want to teach you today. Thomas Jefferson said, if you are angry, count to 10. If you are very angry, count to 100. That in and of itself is a very, very good thing. In other words, don't react until you've had a chance to at least quell that boiling that is inside of you. Today, I want to invite you to set an anger timer. I shared this with you before, but I want to take it at a deeper level today. And that is, when something upsets you, set an anger timer. Yesterday, excuse me, I drove down to the far end of Isla Mirada. Now that is two islands south of where I live. I live in Key Largo, Florida. And there is only one way down all the way to Key West, and there's only one way back all the way from Key West, and that is Overseas Highway. And it is a single lane most of the way. Most of the way, it is a single lane. Coming back, there was a man in a Ford F-350 dually, okay? Like the biggest truck you can have with that. The 450 is a commercial truck, okay? This man is driving along at 27 miles an hour. He's directly in front of me. He's driving along at 27 miles an hour. The speed limit is 45, and literally people are backed up all the way to Key West behind this man. Now, I was able to finally get around him, but what amazed me was how 20 minutes later, I was still having an angry dialogue in my head about what this man had done to slow down all of the traffic for more than 45 minutes. It doubled the time for us to cover the ground. So I wanted to, and what I decided to do was set an anger timer. Okay, you want to be angry about this guy? Be angry about it. But just simply say, hey Siri, or hey, you know who else. I don't want to say it because she'll respond right now. Set a timer. And when the timer's over, the anger's over. Because you're going to get over whatever is upsetting you eventually. You might as well get over it as quickly as possible so you can enjoy the rest of the day. Every day, something is going to upset you. It's just life. Consider setting an anger timer. And when it's over, it's over. Be sure and post your questions and comments below. I so thank you for doing that. And if this video meant something to you, share it with at least one other person. Would you forward it on? And enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.